现在播送英语 USA 第23课。你好，徐峰。
你好，严华。
听
众朋
友
们
好，
欢迎各位参加广播英语教程 English USA 英语 USA。
我们上一次跟着 Martin 一起访问了两位音乐家，跟他们一块儿一边欣赏各种音乐，一边谈论个人不同的音乐爱好，真是很有意思。
今天 Martin 已经飞到了一个不同的地方，他飞到了波士顿，在那里要报道棒球赛。
Martin 人不在家，心却挂念着家人，他很想知道他们家每个人都在做什么。
同样的， Martin 的家人也惦记着他，他们希望了解 Martin 离家以后的活动。人隔两地，最快的联系办法就是通电话了。于是 Martin 就从波士顿打电话回巴尔的摩的家，和家人交流个人的情况。我们抓紧时间学几个生词吧。
首先要学的是地名 Boston， B-O-S-T-O-N， Boston。 再说一遍 Boston， B-O-S-T-O-N， Boston。 我想大家一定知道，这就是美国的城市波士顿。
Martin 专程前往波士顿采访棒球赛。棒球的英文是Baseball, B-A-S-E-B-A-L-L, Baseball。 再说一遍 Baseball, B-A-S-E-B-A-L-L, Baseball。
球赛的英文是 Game, G-A-M-E, Game。 再说一遍 Game, G-A-M-EGame， 所以呢，棒球赛也就是 baseball game。
我们以前学过一个词 play， 这个词呢用途广泛，既可以解释为演奏，也有打球的意思。那么球员的英文怎么说呢？
球员也就是打球的人，既然打球是 play， 球员就一定是 play 加上后缀 er，也就是说 player， P-L-A-Y-E-R， player。
下一个生词是 movies， M-O-V-I-E-S， movies。 再说一遍 movies， M-O-V-I-E-S， movies。 这是电影，那么怎么说去看电影呢？
Go to the movies。 接下来要学的生词是 money， M-O-N-E-Y， money。 再说一遍 money， M-O-N-E-Y， money。 它的意思就是钱。
最后我们要学两样食品的名称， meat， M-E-A-T， meat。这是食用肉
Pizza， P-I-Z-Z-A， Pizza。 再说一遍 Pizza， P-I-Z-Z-A， Pizza。 这是意大利的烤馅饼。
哎， Martin 已经在拨电话了，咱们快去听听他和一家三口在说什么吧。不过这可不是偷听人家的悄悄话啊。
Hello?
Hello, Eileen.
Martin, hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Okay, what are you doing?
We're eating.
Can you talk now?
Oh, sure. Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Wonderful.What are you doing?
I'm watching television.
Did you go to the baseball game?
I went to the baseball game on Sunday afternoon.
Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I talked to some players. It was very interesting. I recorded some players.
Are you writing your story?
I wrote it on Monday. May I speak to the children?
Of course. Just a minute.
Alan, it's your father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Alan. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing? What did you do on Sunday? Did you go to the movies?
No, we didn't go. I didn't have any money.
What did you do?
We watched television.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked.
Did you go swimming?
Yes, we went swimming in the evening.
Who went swimming?
I went with my friends.
Did Sue go swimming?
No, she didn't.
What did you do today?
I worked in the morning.
Do you like your work?
It's okay.
What are you doing now?
We're eating.
May I talk to Sue?
Sure. Sue, Dad wants to talk to you. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Fine.
What are you doing?
We're eating.
What are you eating?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's see. Green beans.
That's all?
No. We have meat and potatoes. We had pizza last night.
And you were very happy.
Yes, I love pizza.
Hello?
Hello, Eileen.
Martin, hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Okay. What are you doing?
We're eating.
Can you talk now?
Oh, sure. Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Wonderful. What are you doing?
I'm watching television.
Did you go to the baseball game?
I went to the baseball game on Sunday afternoon.
Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I talked to some players. It was very interesting. I recorded some players.
Are you writing your story?
I wrote it on Monday. May I speak to the children?
Of course. Just a minute.
Alan, it's your father.
第一个接听电话的是 Martin 的太太 Eileen。
Martin 打电话来的时候，他们一家在干嘛？
他们在吃饭。
当时 Martin 在干嘛？
他在看电视。
Martin 是什么时候去看棒球赛的？
他是星期天下午去的。
那 Martin 有没有跟球员交谈呢？
有啊，他还录下了他们说的话呢。
Martin 写报道了吗？
他星期一就写了。
Martin 和 Eileen 谈了一会儿以后，又想跟谁说话呢？
他想和孩子们谈几句。他对 Eileen 说，我可以跟孩子说话吗？
哎，我听 Eileen 回答说 ,just a minute。他的意思是不是只能说一分钟？
这个说法我们已经学过。他的意思是稍等一下。
Martin 的儿子 Alan 马上来接电话了。让我们再听一遍 Alan 和 Martin 谈了些什么。
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Alan. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing? What did you do on Sunday? Did you go to the movies?
No, we didn't go. I didn't have any money.
What did you do?
We watched television.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked.
Did you go swimming?
Yes, we went swimming in the evening.
Who went swimming?
I went with my friends.
Did Sue go swimming?
No, she didn't.
What did you do today?
I worked in the morning.
Do you like your work?
It's okay.
What are you doing now?
We're eating.
May I talk to Sue?
Sure. Sue, Dad wants to talk to you. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Alan 星期天有没有去看电影呢？
他没去，因为他没钱。
那么 Alan 星期天做了什么？
他看电视。
Alan 星期一又做了什么？
他星期一工作了。
Alan 有没有去游泳呢？
他和朋友们一起去游泳过。
他今天做了什么？
他今天上午工作。
Martin 和 Alan 谈了一会儿以后，又想找谁说话了呢？
Martin 想找女儿 Sue 说话。
Martin 告诉 Alan， 他将在什么时候回家呀？
他将在星期四回家。
好 ，Sue 马上来接电话了。让我们来听听他和 Martin 说了些什么。
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Fine.
What are you doing?
We're eating.
What are you eating?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's see. Green beans.
That's all?
No. We have meat and potatoes. We had pizza last night.
And you were very happy.
Yes, I love pizza.
Martin 问 Sue 什么事情啊？
他问 Sue 正在吃什么。
那 Sue 告诉他们在吃什么了吗？
他说他们在吃豆子、肉和土豆。
那他们昨天吃什么呢？
昨天他们吃意大利馅饼。
Martin 为什么说 Sue 昨天很高兴啊？
因为 Sue 爱吃 pizza。
刚才 Martin 和家人相互问了很多过去的活动，你听到他们怎么问对方过去做没做过什么事情？
问这一类问题，要把助动词 did 放在句首。让我们再听听这些问答。
Did you go to the baseball game?
Yes, I did.
Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I did. Did you go to the movies?
No, I didn't.
Did you go swimming?
Yes, I did.
你知道怎么回答以 did 开端的问题吗？
简单的回答就是 Yes, I did. 或者 No, I didn't. Martin 的电话到现在还没打完。他和 Sue 谈完以后又和谁说话了呢？请听听这段话。
Sue, may I speak to your mother?
Okay. Bye, Daddy.
Goodbye.
Hi.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked. I went to the shopping mall in the evening.
Did you buy anything?
Yes. Sue went with me. We bought some clothes.
I went to the movies last night.
Did you go to the museum?
No, I didn't. Are you going to meet me at the airport on Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
啊，原来 Martin 又回过来和 Eileen 讲话了。
Eileen 星期一有没有上班呢？
她上班了。
那么她星期一晚上做了些什么？
她和 Sue 一起去购物中心。
他们买了什么东西吗？
他们买了一些衣服。
他们有没有去博物馆呢？
没去。
Martin 星期四回来， Eileen 去不去接他呢？
他会去接的。
Martin 终于挂断了这个长长的电话，他又开始拨第二个电话，这回他要和谁通话了呢？等会儿你听了就会知道。现在先让我们来学几个生词。
Surprise, S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E, surprise. 再说一遍。Surprise, S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E.E, surprise. 这个词做名词用的时候，解释成令人惊奇的事情。那么 a nice surprise 是什么意思呢？
我想一定是令人惊喜的事情。下一个生词是 expensive, E-X-P-E-N-S-I-V-E, expensive. 再说一遍。Expensive, E-X-P-E-N-S-I-V-E, expensive. 它的意思是价格贵的、昂贵的。
听，电话铃已经在响了，咱们赶快听听这个电话是拨给谁的。
Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Martin, this is a nice surprise.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How is Father?
He's fine.
Is he there?
Yes. How is Eileen?
She's fine.
How are the children?
They're fine.
May I talk to them?
No, I'm not at home.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm writing a story about baseball.
That's very nice. Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I did. What are you doing?
We're painting the house.
Who is painting?
Your father is painting outside. I'm painting inside.
Can you do that?
Yes, it's a small house.
But you're not young.
Your brother Philip is coming on Saturday. He He's going to help.
That's good. Did you go to the park last week?
No, we didn't. It's too expensive. We worked in the garden.
I phoned on Saturday. Where were you?
We went shopping.
What did you buy?
We bought paint.
May I talk to Father?
Yes, here he is.
Hello, Martin.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Are you coming to visit?
No, I'm working.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm writing a story about baseball.
Boston? I like Chicago.
I know. Did you see the baseball game on Saturday?
Yes, I watched the game on television.
Did you like the game?
No.
Martin 既是好丈夫好爸爸也是个乖儿子。这不他在打电话给远在芝加哥的父母呢。
先来接电话的是谁呢？他和 Martin 说了些什么？让我们再听一遍这段话。
Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Martin, this is a nice surprise.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine, thanks.How is Father?
He's fine.
Is he there?
Yes. How is Eileen?
She's fine.
How are the children?
They're fine.
May I talk to them?
No, I'm not at home.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm writing a story about baseball.
That's very nice. Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I did. What are you doing?
We're painting the house.
Who is painting?
Your father is painting outside. I'm painting inside.
Can you do that?
Yes, it's a small house.
But you're not young.
Your brother Philip is coming on Saturday. He's going to help.
That's good. Did you go to the park last week?
No, we didn't. It's too expensive. We worked in the garden.
I phoned on Saturday. Where were you?
We went shopping.
What did you buy?
We bought paint.
先和 Martin 说话的是他的妈妈。
Martin 的爸爸不在家吗？
他也在家。
那为什么他的妈妈不能立刻跟 Martin 的孩子讲上几句呢？
因为 Martin 不是从家里，而是从 Boston 打电话给他爸爸妈妈的。
Martin 来电话的时候，他的爸爸妈妈正在干嘛？
他们正在油漆房子。
他们是怎么分工合作的？
老先生油漆房子的外墙，老太太油漆房间的内部。
他俩还有谁帮忙吗？
Martin 的弟弟 Philip星期六会来帮他们。
老夫妇俩上个星期有没有去公园散散心呢？
没有，他们说花费太高了。
那他们上个星期在干嘛？
他们在院子里干活。
他们上个星期六在哪儿？
他们去买东西去了。
买了些什么呢？
买了油漆。
Martin 和妈妈聊了一会儿家常，接着当然要和爸爸谈谈。我们再听一遍他们说了些什么。
May I talk to Father?
Yes, here he is.
Hello, Martin.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Are you coming to visit?
No, I'm working.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm writing a story about baseball.
Boston? I like Chicago.
I know. Did you see the baseball game on Saturday?
Yes, I watched the game on television.
Did you like the game?
No.
Martin 是不是准备去探望父母呢？
不是，他正忙于工作。
Martin 的爸爸喜欢什么城市啊？
他喜欢芝加哥。
老先生星期六有没有看球赛呢？
他在电视上看了。
他喜欢这场球赛吗？
他很不喜欢。Martin 的电话到这会儿还没打完，他仍然在和爸爸聊天。好，让我们学几个生词，再来听他们的谈话吧。
先学两个地名。Nebraska, N-E-B-R-A-S-K-A, Nebraska. 再说一遍。Nebraska, N-E-B-R-A-S-K-A, Nebraska. 这是美国的内布拉斯加州。
Iowa, I-O-W-A, Iowa. 再说一遍。 Iowa. I-O-W-A. Iowa. 这是美国的爱奥华州。
下一个生词是 phone。P-H-O-N-E. Phone. 再说一遍。Phone. P-H-O-N-E. Phone.
诶，这不是生词啊。Phone 不就是电话的意思吗？
对啊， Phone 作为名词，它的意思是电话，但是做动词用的时候却解释为打电话。
好了，生词就学到这儿，咱们快去听听 Martin 父子俩在电话上继续说了一些什么。
Martin, how are the children?
They're fine.
How is Eileen?
She's fine. How is Philip?
He's okay.He's coming on Saturday. We're going to paint.
Are you painting?
Yes, I am.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can. I'm fine. Philip's going to help. Did you go to California?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to Nebraska?
No, I didn't. I went to Iowa.
You went to Iowa but didn't come to Chicago?
I came to the airport. I was going to Iowa.
You didn't phone.
No, I didn't.
Excuse me, your mother wants to talk. Here she is. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Father.
Martin, tell Eileen to phone.
You can phone her.
Is she working?
Of course. She doesn't work in the evening. You can phone in the evening.
Okay. Can I phone this evening?
Sure.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Martin 的爸爸问起儿子最近去了哪些地方？让我们再听一遍 Martin 是怎么对他说的。
Martin, how are the children?
They're fine.
How is Eileen?
She's fine. How is Philip?
He's okay. He's coming on Saturday. We're going to paint.
Are you painting?
Yes, I am.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can. I'm fine. Philip's going to help.Did you go to California?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to Nebraska?
No, I didn't. I went to Iowa.
You went to Iowa but didn't come to Chicago?
I came to the airport. I was going to Iowa.
You didn't phone?
No, I didn't.
Martin 的兄弟 Philip 准备在什么时候来帮爸爸妈妈油漆屋子呢？
他将在星期六来帮忙。
Martin 最近有没有去加州？
他没有去。
那么 Martin 有没有去内布拉斯加州呢？
也没有。
Martin 最近除了波士顿以外还跑了什么地方？
他去了爱奥华州。
Martin 在去爱奥华的途中有没有经过芝加哥？
他只到了芝加哥的机场。
那 Martin 当时有没有去看望父母？
没有，他甚至连电话也没打。
父子俩谈到这儿，有一个人想再和 Martin 聊上几句，他是谁呢？我们再听一遍就知道了。
Excuse me, your mother wants to talk. Here she is. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Father.
Martin, tell Eileen to phone.
You can phone her.
Is she working?
Of course. She doesn't work in the evening. You can phone in the evening.
Okay. Can I phone this evening?
Sure.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
哦，是 Martin 的妈妈还要叮嘱 Martin 几句话。
那么他嘱咐 Martin 什么事情呢？
他要 Martin 告诉 Eileen 打电话给他们。
Martin 提出了什么建议？
他建议妈妈自己也可以打电话给 Eileen。
Martin 认为什么时候打给 Eileen 比较合适？
他说晚上合适，因为 Eileen 白天上班。
那么Martin 的妈妈打算什么时候和 Eileen 通电话呢？
就在今天晚上。好，我们听了这两段电话对话，学到了怎么问别人过去进行了哪些活动，又怎么回答这类问题。
Martin 星期四回巴尔的摩，所以我们下次要在他的办公室里和他见面了。
各位，下次再见。
再见。
旺旺英语网站欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。